This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of my favorite album covers of all time.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to do that sideways thing there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this, listen, we haven't said this yet. On Oscar Sunday.
It is.
It is. What was that phrase they used to call Oscar night? It'll come to us. But anyway, it's Oscar night. We're going to talk about that. The 97th. I didn't know my pops was older than the Oscars.
How about that? Yeah, true.
Which gets me to wondering, who is older now? I think Oscars might be, if they are, just a year older. But who's older, Clint Eastwood or the actual Oscars?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it for a second.
Yeah.
Because Clint's up there. I think they made the final announcement. He's not directing any more movies. I think whatever his last one is that may be coming out or that, whatever, you know, but he's done. He's just going to enjoy these – I don't know why he enjoyed the last 20 years.
Yeah.
As far as not working.
Still want to work, man.
But God bless him. Well, he I got a check from him.
There you go.
So I'm not mad at him. But anyway, it is Oscar night. We'll be playing songs, Oscar songs, and got stories. Got a casting call coming up. We'll be talking movies and all that. But let us bring our guest on right now. And I don't know if he was listening a little while ago, but as we welcome Kyle Sandy. Good morning, sir. Did you hear our little back and forth before we went to break? Concerning you.
Good morning. Oh, God, we were talking about like Bucky's and Macon. Fill me in. I was listening, but what exactly?
Well, we just wanted. Well, the first question is: are you willing to make a trip a little farther south of Macon?
He got work to do, man.
When he's done. Can either go early. All right, well, obviously Sam's talking me out of even asking you this.
Yeah.
Okay, so we ain't going to ask.
Come on.
All right, now you got to back out then. The man's asking.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So we were talking about Bucky's. They, by the way, have lots of fun at my expense when I'm not here talking about me going to Bucky's. So I came back from Alabama, stopped at a Bucky's, but we wanted something from there that they have, but on the backs of it, it says Alabama. I don't want nothing from Alabama. I want something from the Bucky's here in Georgia. And since you're going to be like a 9-iron from there, we thought maybe, you know, you might have some time to swing down there. Get something for yourself, too, and your lovely bride, you know. And, you know, it's one of those, I call it JB moments. I just had a JB moment with you, Sam, when we got here this morning.
Okay, yeah.
Just because.
Yeah.
Right? So you're doing that. You incorporate that into your freshly minted wedding, marriage, haven't you? You do things just because.
Yeah. Of course. Yes, sir. Of course.
So you embrace the JB.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're talking about. So we can talk about this after, you know, your segment here, but we're just willing if you would consider making a trip down there, and then we got a couple things we're going to. We got a list for you.
We got a list of a couple things.
And then we'll pay you. But the end part of this is this, Kyle. When is the last time you and I have ever been in the same room?
I know. I don't know. It's I don't know if it's ever happened.
There you go. You and Sam, y'all are like Steve and Edie. But, I mean, you and I have never been in the same room, so I think it's time, and this would give us an excuse to meet up someplace.
We got to get a camera crew out there. We can make this somewhat of a vlog or something like that. We can start something up on YouTube.
I may make you one of them special pizzas that I make for the folks up here, or we meet over at Herb's. And do some ribs and you know all that stuff.
We got to talk to this man about this.
He asked the question. I'm answering his question.
It's championship week, man, and everybody's getting ready to head to Macon. And now we know who the matchups are going to be. Right? The mystery. Were there some surprises for you that happened in the last couple of days?
Oh,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Boy, yeah, there were some great games. You know, unfortunately, I was sidelined with the flu-like symptoms these past couple days. So I was at home surfing the NFHS network. And I think it worked out for the best for me. Yeah, there were some great games, Sam and Greg. There were some great games. 6A girls, you saw Grayson surge past Cherokee. That was their only loss of the season, the first loss of the year. And they were able to get past Cherokee. You see Grayson advancing on back to the state championship. Grayson boys not as fortunate. They were handled by Wheeler in double-digit fashion. That was a big game. You saw another undefeated team on the girls' side. North Forsyth unable to get over the hump. They were defeated by Newton, setting up a Region 4 showdown in that Class 6A championship. And one team I'll touch on quickly that is still undefeated. How about the Creekside girls beating Marist 54-43? Sandia Dennis, she fouled out with 3:50 to play, but she put up 32 points and gave the Noles just big enough of a lead to survive. So there were some great games, even in the smaller classifications. Butler and Carver Columbus boys going into overtime was a thriller. Butler won by 5. A lot of great action up and down each classification, boys and girls. So it's shaping up to be a very exciting week in Macon.
You just mentioned Creekside. They're going to be facing the Maynard Jackson team. And I don't know if many people would be there. They knocked off North Oconee. They've just gotten on this late season roll, and here they are going to be facing Creekside in the state championship game.
Yeah, two familiar foes. Maynard Jackson, of course, won that state title last year, and They are back where they want to be. They are going for another crack at it. I know Creekside has handled them fairly easily the first couple matchups, but it's tough to beat a team multiple times. And Manor Jackson with that thriller, a triple overtime victory against North Oconee with that whistle there was you could go check it out on Instagram or Twitter. Very, very close call, but nonetheless, Manor Jackson made the plays they needed to down the stretch, and North Oconee left a lot of points at the foul line, and it came back to haunt them. But Manor Jackson versus Creekside, that's going to be a very fast-paced game with a lot of great guard play. Should be a fun one.
Yeah, folks, spending time this morning talking with Kyle Sandy, getting set for the state championship games. The march to Macon moves to Macon this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the state championship games. And you can follow him because he is social. You can find him at CalSandy355 at CalSandy355. You talk about Newton going to face Grayson again. They've lost to Grayson three times. I go back to 1985. Greg, you remember this. Villanova beating Georgetown for the championship. Raleigh Massimino coaching that team. They had lost to Georgetown three times, twice during the regular season and in the Big East tournament, but they met for the national championship, and it was Villanova coming out. I don't know if Newton can pull this out and do something similar against Grayson or not. I talked with Coach Bailey about that, too, yesterday after the game. I was over at Georgia State. Great atmosphere over there, by the way. But thoughts about facing, not just facing an opponent for a second time, or a third time, but a fourth time.
Oh, man. I mean, it's almost impossible to beat a very good team four times, right?
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to trying to have to predict this game. But, I mean, you just look about what Newton has done in the postseason. They beat Norcross. They just beat an undefeated North Forsyth team. Newton has really just been rolling. They have some great wins throughout this postseason. So they are 100% playing their best basketball of the season. Very much so battle-tested. As you mentioned, yeah, they lost to Grayson, and they lost pretty badly in, I think, two of those three games. But Newton even beating Buford in this state playoff run, it's been super impressive. But you can't put too much doubt on Grayson either. I mean, they've had a great ride as well. They were losing at Lowndes in the Elite Eight round and then came through the fire and won 57-54. And then, again, they were down about 8 or 9 points in the third quarter against Cherokee just the other day. And then Tim Slater and the Rams found a way. So it's going to be just an absolutely great matchup. Two of the very best coaches in the game. You know, both of these guys, Slater has two state titles. Juwan Bailey has won one when he was at Josie. So we got great tacticians. Again, this one I expect to go down to the wire.
Piggybacking off what Mr. Crenshaw was just talking about, who is there an Ed Pickney going back to the Villanova?
He has no idea.
I'm saying who is that special player? Is there a difference maker on a team that you see up and coming that may spoil the party for a perennial winner during this tournament?
Jeez, I mean, how about we just stick with that Newton girls team? We saw what London Smith did, the sophomore. She took over against North Forsyth yesterday.
Yes,
she put up 28 points. Just that dribble penetration getting to the rack was just unstoppable at times. So that was a super special moment. And then how about, let's talk about on the boys' side, how about North Oconee and Pace Academy? I think this is on Class 4A. We were kind of circling these two teams, number one and number two, all season long. Kamari Brooks, I think that could be the X factor here. I mean, we're talking about, you know, going up against the Charmin White coach team. Charmin White does not lose state championships. But North Oconee, they're the defending state champs, and Kamari Brooks, what he's able to do on the football field. And then on the basketball court last year when he was able to really hold Caleb Wilson in check, he's trying to go for his third state title in those two combined sports. I think he would be an X factor in this game if North Oconee, if, I guess on paper, if you want to say it's an upset, if they're able to knock off Pace Academy.
Yep. Kyle, there's some great matchups. We got Sandy Creek taking on Cedar Grove. I mean, that's been a football state championship a few times, but they are former region rivals in their meetings. Cedar Grove, the football goes down last season, the basketball pops up, and they're going to be playing Sandy Creek. But for those of us who followed high school basketball for years in this state, The Class A Division I boys final just brings back so many memories because you got Southwest Macon. And no, they're not playing in the largest classification anymore. But Southwest Macon next Saturday is going to take on Best Academy. And this takes me back to my days in high school because during the 70s, Southwest Macon dominated their classification. And Best Academy, that sits on the plot of ground where West Fulton High School was, West Fulton was also a dominant team out of the city of Atlanta. Those two cultures with that kind of history will meet next Saturday for a state championship. I can't wait to see that.
Two of the best teams all season long in that classification, Southwest Macon, the number one overall seed. They've won six state titles. They were ranked number two in my final top 10 poll. They'll play the team that was ranked number three in my final top 10 poll, Best Academy. But look at Best Academy's seeding. They were the 15th seed in this tournament. That just goes to show you the seeding. It's you know, with the algorithms and this, that, and the other, sometimes you can get a little bit of a poor seed. Remember, Best was stuck playing in that that region with all the private schools. So they are crazy battle tested with all the great teams they have seen throughout the year. And here we have it, Best Academy versus Southwest Macon, some great athletes on both sides of the ball. If Southwest Macon, if they want to return to glory, it's going to be behind that three-headed monster in the backcourt, C.J. Howard, Chase Dupree, and Brandon Ashley. They combine for about 50-plus points every single night. So there's going to be some fireworks in that one. I expect it to be very high scoring.
And girls' private championship in class for more history. Obviously, Hebron Christian is there. That's the Jan Azar team. She's had to get there differently, though. She had some team, had some players to get her injured early in the season. But here's Holy Innocence with the best player in the state. That's going to be a fun out matchup to watch.
Big time star power. I'm sure we'll have a bunch of Division I college coaches in the building and watching from home on GPB. The best of the best playing in that matchup.
Absolutely, and that's going to be there. I'm working with GPB all next week. Pleased to be a part of the finals, working with Kelsey Rogers with all the girls' championship games next week. So I will see you down there next week, and maybe we can sneak away, you know, before the game start or afterwards and make a Buc-ee's run.
Oh, that would be fantastic. We got to do it for Greg.
and send photos.
Yes, of course.
We'll do that.
I'm being quiet with you. I don't want to talk to him about nothing else. I know y'all want to get the high school basketball stuff out, so I don't want to be.
Well, we're just getting everything set for next week because people are going to go down to Macon and follow.
I was so excited to talk to him. I was having a Buc-ee's conversation. Y'all fussed at me, so I'm going to shut up over here.
We didn't fuss
at
you.
Be ready to go. Now you're talking about going and doing it. See? At the end of the day, I was right.
Man. Kyle, thanks, man.
I'm sorry about that, Kyle. I appreciate it. We'll edit all this stuff out. Nobody will hear it. Hey, listen, we're going to post that picture. Did you post that picture?
Getting ready to.
Okay, so we're going to put, speaking of Buc-ee's, check my X out or Sam's, and we're going to post a picture with me hanging out in Alabama Buc-ee's.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I can't wait.
But not buying the Alabama shirt.
No, I'm not buying nothing else other than, you know, not buying no stuff there. I want Georgia stuff.
Thanks, Kyle. I'll see you this week.
Say hello to the missus for us. Thank you, sir.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC. Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.